Good evening.
刚才在吃饭的时候，和好多弟兄姊妹见面，我们有一点问候。
Right before when we were eating together, brothers and sisters, we were able to meet one another.
好多人都告诉我说，看到你就知道过了一年了。
But many brothers and sisters told me, after seeing you, I realized a year has passed.
时间实在是很快啊。
The time truly passes fast.
我看到很多弟兄姊妹呢。好像看起来越来越年轻。
But I see certain brothers and sisters look younger and younger.
我们基督徒啊，我们的成长啊，像保罗讲的，我们肉体虽然一天一天朽坏。
Our brothers and sisters, as Paul says, is like this. Our bodies are decaying day by day.
但是我们里面的人呢，却一天新似一天。
But our inner man is renewed day by day.
因着有主在我们里面呢，所以因着里面的人心呢，我们外面的人也刚强。
And because our inner man is renewed and strengthened, thus our outer man is also strengthened as well.
我能不能有一个请求啊？请弟兄姊妹大家坐的集中一点，好不好？
I have one small request. Can brothers and sisters move closer together?
能不能请大家尽量都坐在前面哈？我们坐的集中一点。
If it's possible, brothers and sisters, could you please move closer to the front?
我以前陪我的孩子学音乐的时候
，In the past, when I was with my children when they were learning,
那个音乐老师说呢，好的唱歌的人或者演奏家哈，他在那里发声音的时候，是让全场的人都可以听得见。
The music teacher told me that.If a good singer, when they sing, their voice will resonate throughout the whole audience.
但是那个都是经过相当严格的训练、操练的哈。
But that's through strict discipline.
我承认的，我现在讲到，我只能对前面的大家集中一点，比较容易一点。
I admit my voice isn't strong enough to carry that far. So
我今天预备了一首诗歌，我要和大家分享。
Today I want to share a hymn with brothers and sisters.
首先，我要向用英语的弟兄姊妹们道歉。
First, I must apologize to the English-speaking brothers and sisters.
这一首诗歌呢，在我们的诗集里面还没有英语的翻译。
In our hymnal, this hymn does not have an English translation yet.
诗歌345首。
Hymn 345.
虽然我的姊妹把它翻成英文，但我这一次来不及跟她把她的翻好的。做好给大家。
Even though my wife had translated it, I was unable to put it up for everyone.
我请我们弟兄啊，帮我们 paraphrase 一下，好不好
？All right,
我们为着英语的弟兄姊妹，大家能够了解。
So I'll ask our brother to paraphrase this hymn for them.
他第一节说：“我已拣选主耶稣，拣选他做世界。”
The first.Part of the first verse says, I've chosen Christ and I've chosen him as my world.
他爱实在是充足，满足我的一切。
It says, his love is sufficient and it fills my every being.
主，我是你的器皿，只有你能充盈。
And it says, Lord, I am your vessel, only you can fill me.
续加的井，引水引千井，可人不停。
It says that, basically it says that huge wellsprings of water cannot quench my thirst for you.
他副歌说耶稣耶稣我拣选主耶稣。
In the refrain it says, Jesus, Jesus, I've decided to choose Jesus.
我心现在今正住在所有甘甜事物的源头。
I now live among all sweet and beautiful things head.
耶稣耶稣他乃是我满足。
Jesus, Jesus, he is the fulfillment of my life.
是他消除我的要求。
It is he who erases my desires.
平静我的意愿。
And he who calms my desires.
一个是 request, 一个是 wishes. 我们的主能够他能够消除我们的要求。
And on one hand, our Lord, he can quench our desires.
平静我们的意愿。我们请方琦姊妹为我们弹 弹一遍好了，好吧，我们一起唱一下。
And calm our request. So we'll have Sister Chu play for us once.
May
we all tonight decide to choose our Lord Jesus.
我们都能在聚会里面像作诗歌的人一样，他能够住在甘甜事物的源头。
May we, like the hymnist, live at the source of our beauty and joy.
我们能够享受他做我们的满足。
We truly have him as our source of joy.
得着他做我们的喜乐
，and have him as the source of our satisfaction.
这是每一个神的儿女们呢，我们在救恩里面可以享受的特权。
And this is the special privilege that we as believers have.
但是我们需要学习拣选主。
But we must learn to first choose our Lord.
我们需要呢，常常到他的跟前来。
And we must come before his presence.
这首诗歌呢。我认识一位年长的弟兄，他非常的喜欢。
I know an elderly brother who really loves this hymn.
他现在八十多岁了哈，他越来越喜欢这首诗歌。
And he's 80 and he continues to love this hymn.
所以他要求我的姊妹把它翻成英文。
And so he asked my sister if she could translate it into.
我们一起，有没有人唱过
？Has anyone sung this before？
不多哈，我们一起唱一下。
Let's sing this together.
Yeah. 量他赐我的救主，乃是我的至宝。今天我心有催促，得痛最好。耶稣，耶稣，我拣选主耶稣，我心竟枕住在所有，甘甜是无自愿。耶稣，耶稣，他乃是我满足，是他消除我的要求，平静我的意愿。第四节，我已拣选主耶稣，拣选他做我主，他还是在圣难处，唱到就会去疯。我已奉献我一切，向他我无要求，我心只求他喜悦，怕他心忧。耶稣，耶稣，我拣选主耶稣，我心竟枕住在所有，甘甜是无自愿。耶稣，耶稣，他乃是我满足，是他消除我的要求，平静我的意愿。
我们一同再有一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天在你的爱中，你再把我们召聚到你的面前。
You have gathered us before you through your love.
主啊，我们愿意学习像作诗歌的人一样。
We truly want to follow the hymn writer.
我们向你说，主啊，我要拣选你的自己。
And to say to you, we want to choose you yourself.
拣选你做我的世界。
We want to choose you to become our world.
拣选你做我的喜乐。
And choose you to become our joy.
拣选你做我的盼望。
To choose you to become our hope.
拣选你做我的主人。
And choose you to become our Lord.
主啊，愿今天晚上你带我们进到你的甘甜里面。
May truly tonight you bring us into that wonderful field of yours.
让我们每一个人都得着你做我们的享受与满足。
So that you can truly become our satisfaction.
主啊，让你的生命在我们里面成为我们的泉源。
And that your life may become a fountain in us.
让我们常常在你的里面得滋润，得力量。
So that we may become strengthened in you.
愿你祝福你的话语。
Please bless your word.
主啊，愿你将你的话语向我们解开。
Please open your word to us.
让我们知道怎样在你的话语的光中来认识并且跟随你。
So that through the light of your word we may understand and follow you.
我们谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
And we pray this in Jesus' Holy Spirit.
Amen. 请我们翻开雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
这一次主把雅各书放在我的心中。
This time the Lord has placed the book of James on my heart.
我愿意借着这四次的聚会和弟兄姊妹一同来默想雅各书里面主给我们的教导。
I hope through these four times of gathering that I may share what the Lord has led me in this book.
首先我们读雅各书第一章第十二节。
First, let's look at James chapter 1, verse 12.
如果找着的话，好不好？我们同声的来读一下。
If you found it, let's read it together.
雅各书第一章第十二节，我们一起来。
James 1 verse 12.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。这一次，我想借着这一节圣经里面的一句话来作为这一次交通的聚会的主题。
I'd like to take a phrase from this verse and put it as the topic of this weekend.
就是在这一节圣经里面讲到，必得生命的冠冕。
Over here it says he shall receive the crown of life.
神应许给他的儿女们呢，要得生命的冠冕。
The Lord has promised his children a crown of life.
好，我们现在呢。今天晚上我想就着第一章的内容和大家分享。
And tonight I'd like to share, brothers and sisters, the first chapter.
我们一起把第一章整章读一遍，好不好？
Let's read the first chapter in its entirety.
我们把这一章圣经慢慢的一节一节中文英文我们一起同声的读。
Let's read it slowly, unanimously in English and Chinese.
我们一起来。
Let's begin.
做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请善祝十二个支派之人的安。我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。卑微的弟兄升高就该喜乐，富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足的人在他所行的事上也要这样衰残。忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。他按自己的旨意，用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像初熟的果子。我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。因为人的怒气并不成就神的义，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。 在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在孤儿中的寡妇，换成做并保守自己不沾染世俗。我们知道，在新约圣经写成的那个年代
，We know that in the era when the New Testament was written，
就是在主前第一世不，就是主后第一世纪的时刻
，or around the first century A.D.
那个时候，在犹太地的人呢，虽然他们在民族血统上来讲是以色列人
，in the land of Judea， even though the people who lived there were of Israelite background，
他们在敬拜上面呢，他们是守旧约的一般犹太人。
In the way they worship, they were following the Old Testament.
但是在文化上面呢，他们受了相当深的希腊文化的影响。
But culturally, they were definitely influenced by the Greeks.
因为当时呢，他们是受罗马人的统治的。
Because during that time, they were under the rule of the Romans.
罗马呢，他们在政治、在经济、在军事上面非常的强。
And the Roman government. Government in terms of government, economics, and military were very strong.
但是他们呢，在他们统治的范围里面呢，他们采用当时的希腊文化。
But in terms of culture, they employed that of the Greeks.
我们从中国国内出来的弟兄姊妹，我们可能都熟悉一个词叫做普通话。
From those of you who live in mainland China, you might know this phrase.
因为我们中国呢，地域广大。这个有许多的方言
and we know that there are many different kinds of languages.
但是大家要彼此交流彼此来往的时候
it's that while in China there are many different kinds of languages when we communicate
我们需要有人呢都听得懂的大家能够了解的语言
there must be a common denominator, a common language.
在台湾呢称作国语在国内呢称作普通话
In Taiwan, they call it Mandarin, and in China, they call it normal talk.
当时在罗马帝国所统治的范围里面呢，他们也有普通话。
In the Roman Empire during that time, they had a natural language they all used.
Common language. 这个普通话呢，就是当时的希腊文。
And the common language during that time was Greek.
跟现在希腊人他们所说的 modern Greek 呢是不一样的。
And it's different from modern Greek.
我们都知道他们那个时候说的话现代的人把它当作古典希腊文。
And we know that people today call it classical Greek.
整本新约圣经的写作。
The entire composition of the Bible.
新约圣经呢就是用当时的普通的希腊文写作的。
And we know that the New Testament was written in classical Greek.
所以每一个作者他们在在寻求从圣灵那里来的感动的时候。
So when each writer was trying to be inspired, was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write.
他们把主的心思意念要发表成为人能够领会，能够大家都熟悉的一种的语言和发表。
When they wanted to transcribe the Lord's will and His purpose into a language which people can understand,
他们也很自然的就引用了当时希腊文化所带给他们的影响。
They naturally would use classical Greek and the Greek culture that was around them.
我们知道在希腊社会里面呢，他们有高度的文明。
And we know that in Greek culture, they have very, very high knowledge.
Civilization.
They had a great civilization.
所以在社会上面，他们常常有各种的文艺或者体育的活动。
So in their daily life, they had many civic and athletic events.
像我们现在还知道的这个世界运动会呢，被称作奥林匹克运动会。
And we know that one of the remnants that remains from the Greek civilization.
因为在希腊半岛那个时候有几个城市啊。他们每隔几年定期的举办运动会。
It's the Olympics because in the past several cities would gather together.
当然，其中最有名的就是奥林匹克。
To compete, and one of the most famous cities.
第二有名的就是在哥林多的地下运动会 ，Isthmian.
And there's another one in Isthmia as well that was a competition.
他们不仅有这个体育的竞赛。
They not only had athletic competitions.
他们也有很多文艺的竞赛。
And they also had literary competitions.
希腊人呢喜欢呢吟诗，像我们中国人一样。
The Greeks loved.
他们喜欢这个有 poetry jam.
Oh, they like to have a poetry contest.
他们呢，他们每个人都发表他们的诗。
they were able to recite their poetry.
那么他们就由评审的委员或者的听众呢，大家来选来公认。
And they had a democratic way of voting for who had the best song or poem.
得着最多的赞成、最多的这公认的人呢，他就出现了。
And the winner was the one who received the most votes.
但他们怎么样来表扬这样的人呢？
For those people who are expressing these things,
他们用月桂树哈、啊，这个 Laura， 编成一个 wreath， 编成一个环。
And for the winners of these contests, they are given a wreath of laurels.
啊，把这个，比如说呢，你的诗得了第一名，那么你就戴一个桂冠。
And so, if you're first place, you will wear a crown on your head.
那么以后呢？别人一看呢，你写的诗是桂冠诗人写的，那就是好诗了。
And when people read your poetry and they know that you won a crown before, then they say, "Oh, this is good."
所以在新约圣经里面有三位哈、啊，或者四位哈、啊，他们呢用当时希腊人所熟悉的得着这个桂冠的冠冕来说到基督徒的追求。
And so three or four New Testament writers use this phrase, crown or laurel, to represent the Christian life.
啊，我们知道这个。当时在希腊社会，如果一个人呢在运动场上面得着桂冠呢，比如说他跑100米竞赛，那他就是第一啊，这个是当时大跑得最快的人。
We know in the Greek days, if you ran 100 meters the fastest, you will win a crown.
啊，这个写诗的人如果是桂冠诗人呢，你的诗就有一定的水准，一定的品质。
And if you are a poet and you win a crown as well, then your poetry must have some quality in them.
就不像我们有的人也会写起诗、啊，就是打油诗或者涂鸦就是了。
Or it's not like some of us when we try to casually write some poetry. It's not that bad.
同样的，今天神的儿女们，我们蒙恩得救了，我们都有基督的生命。
And today we are saved by grace. We are children of God.
但是主要在我们身上呢，验一验我们呢，是不是能够资格戴那个生命的冠冕。
The Lord is trying to test us today to see if we are worthy of receiving that crown.
我们知道在新约圣经里面呢，保罗是第一个讲到冠冕的人。
We know in the New Testament, Paul is the first one to refer to this
crown. 或者在次序上面，我们看见呢，在提摩太后书里面，保罗讲到他已经打过了那美好的仗。
And we know that 2 Timothy says, I fought the good fight.
他说呢，那个当跑的路他也跑尽了。
I finished the race.
他所信的道他守住了。
And I've kept the faith.
他有把握，他说从今以后有那公义的冠冕为我存留。
And he says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
第二个讲到冠冕的呢，我们看见就是雅各。
And the second place where we see the crown mentioned is in James.
雅各告诉我们说，凡是忍受试探的人呢，是有福气的。
It says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation."
因为他经过试验以后呢，必得着一个生命的冠冕。
For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life.
那么第三顶的冠冕是彼得讲的。
And the third kind of crown is mentioned in Peter.
彼得在彼得前书第五章第四节里面。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4 it says.
啊，他在那里。讲到呢，他说：“我这做长老、做基督受苦的见证。”
The elders which are among you, I exhort.
他说呢，我是做基督受苦的见证。
I am a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
他写给那所有同做长老的人。
And he wrote it to those who were elders.
要他们好好牧养神的家，牧养神的儿女。
To feed the flock of God which is among you.
他到了第四节，他就说到牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀的冠冕。
If we read from verse 1 to 4, it says in verse 4, when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
我们知道，在新约圣经呢，主借着使徒们告诉我们呢，我们神的儿女们在主的面前得救了以后，我们有一个责任，我们要好好追求主。
In the New Testament, the apostles clearly tell us that we who are saved by grace have a responsibility.
我们要好好的来追求主 ，pursuing God.
We need to be pursuing God.
好叫我们呢能够达到一定的水准，有一定的品质。
So that we can reach a standard and have a certain quality.
保罗讲到那个公义的冠冕。
Paul talks about a crown of righteousness.
那特别是指责我们如何用我们一生的时间。
And he's referring to how we use our time.
我们需要知道，在我们前面呢有一条当跑的路。
We should know that there is a path we should be running on.
我们也需要认识呢，我们在这条路上遇见的那属灵的征战。
And we must recognize the spiritual warfare we encounter.
我们也需要持守主所交托给我们的那个真道。
And we must hold fast that righteous doctrine our Lord gave us.
好，我们若是明白，我们留意自己怎样用自己的一生。
If we remember and understand how we should use our lives.
那么将来我们见到主面的时候，主说你这一生呢是有价值的。是对的。
When we see our Lord, then He will say, "Your life had meaning; it had purpose." It's right.
那是一个公义的冠冕。
And you'll receive a crown of righteousness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个对我们基督徒来讲是很重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
因为神喜欢我们见他面的时候，我们是欢欢喜喜，并且是丰丰富富的。
He wants us to be joyful and full of richness when we meet Him.
那么，彼得讲到呢，我们为着神的儿女们，为着神的家受苦。
Peter talks about a suffering for the Lord's house, for his people.
我们成为基督受苦的见证人。
And we are become witnesses of his suffering.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们是因为自己的性格受苦。
Many times, brothers and sisters, we suffer because of our own characteristics.
有的时候是环境使我们受苦。
Sometimes the environment causes us to suffer.
也有的时候是我们个人的错误叫我们受苦。
Sometimes we make mistakes and that we suffer.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道对基督徒来讲，苦难呢都是有意义的。
We know that for Christians, suffering always has meaning.
但是最荣耀的一种苦难呢，就是受基督的苦难。
But the most glorious suffering is suffering for Christ.
这次我们看见彼得讲到我们呢。能够成为出熟的果子，我们受基督的苦难。
And Peter talks about being the first fruits and suffering for Christ.
我们能够得着荣耀的冠冕。
And then we can receive a glorious crown.
那么在雅各书里面呢
？Now in James,
我们看见雅各告诉我们说，我们要得生命的冠冕。
It says talks about the crown of life.
我们知道生命呢，对于一个基督徒来讲，是我们得救的根基。也是得救的目的。
And we know that life represents the foundation of our salvation and also our goal.
基督徒啊，所以得救不是因为我很熟悉圣经。
We Christians are saved not because we understand the Bible very well.
我们所以得救也不是因为我们呢为主做了很多的事情。
We are saved not because we do many things for our Lord.
我们得救是从主耶稣的生命在我里面开始，那做根基的。
We are saved when our Lord Jesus' life is placed in us.
那么不仅如此呢，我们靠着这个生命，我们有侍奉，我们来生活，我们长大到基督的身量。
And it's through this life that we can serve, that we can grow in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，那个是我们今天在地上追求的目的。
And brothers and sisters, that is what we are looking for.
所以我要在这里呢，这一次借着这一卷书和弟兄姊妹。交通关于生命的冠冕。
And so I want to share on this book of James concerning the crown of life.
首先我要讲一点关于生命冠冕的事情。
First, I'd like to talk about specifics on the crown of life.
在哥罗西书第三章第四节。
In Colossians chapter 3, verse 4, it says,
使徒保罗在那里讲到呢，基督是我们的生命。
Over there it says, Christ is our life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神生我们呢，在他用真道生了我们呢，就是要叫我们里面得着基督做我们的生命。
We know that God has given birth to us through His Word, so that we can follow Christ's life.
我相信我们每一个重生得救神的儿女呢，我们对于生命呢，都是有确定的把握的。
I'm sure that brothers and sisters, we are saved by grace, we are born again, and so we understand what this life is.
因为当我们里面得着了基督做我们生命的时候，会有表现的，会有感觉的，会有经历的。
Because when we have the life of Christ in us, we will have our appearances, our actions, will demonstrate that.
在十九世纪的时候
，In the 19th century，
在英国，英国呢，他们全国认为呢，我们是基督教的国家。
In England, they believe themselves to be a Christian nation.
他们很多人呢，一生下来呢，他就是基督徒了。
And many people thought when they're born, they will be Christians.
所以其实很多人呢，根本没有重生。
So during that time period, many people were actually not saved.
所以在那个时代呢，有很多读圣经、爱主的神的儿女们呢，他们见面的时候，彼此问安，问一句什么话呢？
So many brothers and sisters, when they gather together, they would ask one another.
他们问一句话说，请问你重生了没有？
You ask one another, have you been born again?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们如果问人说，请问你重生了没有呢？希望你不要被冒犯的。
I hope brothers and sisters, when we ask you today, have you been born again? You wouldn't be confused.
我们会说，你怎么你小看我了？我在教会都是执事了，我还没有重生吗？
You might say, hey, I've been serving this church this long. Why do you ask me, have you been born again?
弟兄姊妹，这个很重要的问题。
But this is an important
question. 我要讲一个小小的真实的见证。
I'd like to give a short real testimony.
在中国呢，山东曾经有过大复兴。
In China, in Shandong, there was a great revival.
在1930年代。
In the 1930s.
在那个大复兴的里面呢，主用了一个这个好像是瑞典还是挪威的一个姊妹。
And the brother, someone used a brother from Switzerland or Norway.
A sister. 她叫 Miss Monson.
And her name was Miss Monson.
她主使用她呢，帮助当时在山东许多的人。
And the Lord helped her to help many brothers and sisters in Shandong.
就在山东烟台呢，有一个教会。
And there was a church there in a town in Shandong.
那里教会的那个长老哈，他听说这个 Miss Monson 啊很有能力。
And this elder in this church in Shandong, he heard that Miss Monson had many abilities.
他就邀请 Miss Monson 到他们那里有几天的特会。
And he invited Miss Monson over to have a special meeting over there.
那么在那个特会的里面呢，他都这个长老领会，然后他就坐第一排。
And so the elder led the gathering, and he sat in the first row.
没想到 Miss Monson 那几天呢，就讲了重生这件事情。
But he didn't realize that. What he realized was Miss Monson talked about being born again.
他讲了生命这个问题。
And she talked about the life.
他说生命呢，虽然会有知识，但是只有知识，并不代表你有生命。
She said, "Life is more. God's life is more than just having knowledge."
生命会显出火热的侍奉，但是光有侍奉并不代表你有生命。
The life will demonstrate service, but service by itself does not demonstrate life.
他说没有生命的人呢，他的眼睛呢就好像死鱼的眼睛一样。
He said, "People without
life 可以张开，但是没有生命的光。
People who don't have life, they have eyes like fish. They're open, but they don't see anything."
那么他就讲了，就指着这个长老说，他的眼睛就像死鱼眼。
And then she pointed at the elder. She said, "That person's eyes look like that of dead fish."
他不是说他，他说就像死鱼眼一样。
She was just using him as an example.
这个长老坐在底下，他想他是不是讲我？他就换个位置坐。他又讲，他说没有生命呢，一无用处。
So the elder thought, "Oh, she's talking about me." So he switched the seat.
所以这一个长老坐在底下很难受。
And so he was very uncomfortable.
他觉得我请他来讲道啊。他至少应该称赞称赞我们侍奉的劳苦啊。
He thought, "Oh, I invited her here to speak, so she should at least praise what service I've been doing."
他为什么专找我这个不喜欢听的话来说呢？
Why is she telling me things I don't want to hear?
因为他是第三代的基督徒。
Why? Because he's the third generation Christian.
他的父亲也是牧师。
His father was a pastor.
那么他呢？虽然在社会上做生意啊很成功，但是他很爱主啊，在教会里面劳苦的侍奉。
Even though he himself was a businessman, but he still served the Lord diligently.
而且他做长老四十多岁。
And he was an elder. He's 40 years old.
哎呀，所以那天他坐在底下呢，非常的这个不舒服。
So the elder, when he was sitting there that day, he was very uncomfortable.
结果第二天呢，这个姊妹又讲这个事情。
And so the second day, the sister spoke about the same thing.
他说，不论你坐在哪里，神都看得见你的。
He said, "No matter where you're sitting, God can see you." The Lord loves you. You need His life.
他来了就是要借着水和圣灵，你信耶稣，你能重生。
And He wants to make you be born again through water and through the Spirit.
这个弟兄啊，坐那一天他就没有坐前面，他坐在后面。
And that brother that day, he sat all the way in the back. He was very uncomfortable.
到那一天聚完会，他都不想去跟他打招呼了。
After the meeting that day, he didn't want to greet her.
好，我希望我聚完会弟兄姊妹不会不想给我打招呼。
I don't think that will happen. I hope that won't happen.
那么他那一天回到家，他没有办法祷告。
That evening when he returned home, he was unable to pray.
他心里面充满了怨气，说这个姊妹为什么老是要讲这件事情。
His heart was full of grudges. He thought, "Why is this sister constantly harping on this?"
他跪在主的面前。
And so he bent his knees and bowed before the Lord.
里面有声音跟他讲说，因为我关心你，你到底得救了，重生了没有？
And a voice inside of him said, because I care about whether you are truly saved.
那天他就认真地在主面前祷告。
And that day, he diligently prayed before the Lord.
突然主的爱临到他。
And the Lord's love encompassed
光照他。
Him. Opened his eyes.
他在主面前真的悔改。
And before the Lord, he truly
他以前信的是我爸爸的神。
repented.
他以前信的是我爸爸的神。
He realized he only worshipped God of his father.
我守的是我爸爸留下来的教会。
I'm only just caring for my father's church.
当作一个事业来做。
And I treat it like a business.
那一天主的爱感动他，真的重生得救了。他在主面前痛哭一场，整个人得释放。
And he truly experienced God that night, and he truly cried, and he was released.
他非常的喜乐。
And he became very joyful.
所以在聚会最后一天呢。 他也不领会，他坐在弟兄姊妹中间。
That the last day of gathering, he just sat among brothers and sisters.
就Miss Monson讲到一半的时候，忽然就指着他说：“请你上来做见证。”
And Miss Monson started to preach again, and suddenly in the middle, she said, "Hey, you come up and give a testimony."
那一天，他上来流泪的讲到主怎么爱他。
And that day, he came up and he wept as he described God's love for him.
他重生得救了。
And that he was truly saved.
从小他是乖乖的主日学的孩子。
From since little, he was an obedient Sunday school kid.
一直到那一天，他尝到了约翰福音第3章16节讲到神的爱。
But it was only that day that he truly experienced God's love through John 3:16.
他经历了主耶稣住在他里面，做他的生命。
And he truly experienced God's life within him.
没想到那一天他一做见证，全场痛哭流泪。
And it was surprising as soon as he testified.
那圣灵的火降在他们中间。
The Holy Spirit descended among them.
弟兄姊妹。 基督是我们的生命。Brothers
and sisters, Christ is our life.
这是每一个重生得救的人，我们里面有的确据。And
this should be assurance in each one of our hearts.
有的人不知道。Some
people don't know.
但是他确实得着了。But
they are assured that they have.
他看见基督徒，就好像看见了自己的家人一样。When
they see fellow Christians, it's like seeing family members.
因为生命在他的里面。Because
they have that life.
这个生命跟所有有基督生命的人，他是彼此响应的。
This life is harmonious with other Christians' lives.
弟兄姊妹，主把这个生命赐给我们，这生命不是别人，就是我们的主耶稣。Brothers
and sisters, our Lord gave us His life. It's not that of others, but of Himself.
所以在这一章圣经里面，我们看见第18节，雅各告诉我们说，他按自己的旨意，用真道生了我们。
That's why in James 1 verse 18 it says, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth.
我们听见了真道，就是主耶稣基督的话语。
When we hear the word of truth, that is the Lord's words.
我们里面有了一个感动，我愿意相信，愿意接受。
We will have this feeling in us that we want to accept, we want to receive it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们有这样的感动，我们到主面前谦卑自己说，主，我接受。
When we have this touching in our hearts, and we come humbly before the Lord.
你的话，我承认是对的，是真理。
And we want to accept the Lord. We confess that word is truth.
神就借着圣灵在我们里面，把基督赐给我们。
Brothers and sisters, that's when the Holy Spirit gives us Christ's life.
我们得着了生命。
And we have His.
不仅如此，好叫我们呢，借着这个生命呢，在他所造的万物中。 能够成为出熟的果子。
But it says that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
那么雅各讲到，我们有了这个生命呢，我们要追求得着生命的冠冕。
Now James tells us if we have this life, we must pursue the crown of life.
这个生命的冠冕，在我们基督在我们的身里面做我们生命呢，它是我们灵里面的生命。
And now Christ's life in us, that is the life of the Spirit.
Yeah. 他是我们灵的生命。
He is the life of our spirit.
他也盼望呢，从我们灵里面出来，能够满意我们的魂，成为我们的魂的生命。
And he hopes also to come from through our spirit into our souls as well.
不仅如此，他有时候也让我们经历呢，他是我们身体的生命。
And sometimes our Lord even calls us experience that he is the life within our body.
事实上呢，他已经是我们全人的生命。
Truly, Christ is indeed our entire body's life.
我年轻的时候有一位带领我们的基督徒。
When I was younger, a brother who led me.
也是一位年长的姊妹。
It was an elderly sister who's leading me.
她在40岁的时候被检查有末期的胃癌。
When she was 40, she realized she had cancer.
Yeah, stomach cancer.
Stomach cancer.
她自己的弟弟是医生，他们是加拿大人。
They're Canadians. Her brother was a doctor.
就告诉他说呢，你不要再离开家了，因为你没有几个月就要去见主了。
And he told her, please don't leave your home too much because after 2 months you'll see the Lord.
但我们姊妹是一位爱主，是一位跟随主的人。
But our sister truly loved the Lord.
她到主面前去祷告。
And she prayed before the Lord.
她主，我该怎么办？
She prayed, Lord, what should I do?
因为她前半生呢是在中国大陆服侍，做宣教士。
Because the first half of her life, she was a missionary in China.
所以她在主面前祷告，在家乡 Halifax， 主就跟她说，你回中国人中间去。
And she was praying in her hometown Halifax, and the Lord told her to return to China.
她的肚子里面呢，胃里面有肿瘤啊，肿得很大的，很痛的。
She had many large and painful tumors in her stomach.
她跟主说：“主，你打发我去中国人中间，我必须是活着，必须是健康的。”
And she said, "Lord, if you want to send me to China, I must be healthy. I must be living."
主就告诉她说：“我是你的生命。”
Then the Lord told her, "I am your life."
这个生命是健康的生命。
And this life is a healthy life.
能够吞灭你肉身中的这个疾病和死亡的。
And this life will overcome any sickness and disease on you.
主，我要求你给我个印证。
She said, "Lord, I need a sign from you."
如果你是你要我去中国的话
，If you truly want me to go to China,
我一个人不能去，我这样是病人，要担架抬着去的。
I cannot go by myself. I'm sick. I need someone to carry me there.
你打发一位姊妹来做我的同工。
Please stir up a sister to be my coworker.
就不到两个礼拜，有一个姊妹去拜访她，就跟她交通主在她身上的带领。
So within 2 weeks, a sister actually came to her and fellowship with her about her burden.
她知道这是主答应她给她的印证。
And so this sister realized this was a sign from the
Lord. 他们两个就同时的跪，她同心的跪在主面前，好好祷告，把自己交给主。
And so the two of them with unity of heart prayed before the Lord.
他们就定了日子，就出发从加拿大呢，再到中国人的地方去。当然不能去中国，那时候中国已经对宣教士关门。
So they picked a day and they set out for China. Well, they couldn't go to China because the communists had already closed it.
他们就去了台湾。
So instead, they went to Taiwan.
我认识他的时候，他告诉我们说，他从基隆港下船的时候是用担架抬下去的。
When I met her, she told me that when she descended from the dock, that she was carried down.
但是他就凭着信心承认基督是他的生命。
But through faith, she acknowledged that Christ was her life.
是他的灵里面的生命，是他魂的生命，是他身体的生命。
And that life was the life of her spirit, of her soul, and of her body.
他逐渐身体就好起来。
And soon her body began to recover.
他在台湾侍奉主，一直到82岁被主接回家。
And she served the Lord in Taiwan all the way until the age of 82.
我每次想到他，我心里面就充满了感谢，充满了敬拜。
Whenever I think upon her, I truly am full of praise and worship.
但是在雅各书里面，当雅各讲到我们必得生命的冠冕的时候
，But in the book of James, when it talks about the crown of life,
我们相信的雅各当然是指的基督是我们灵魂身体的生命。
We truly know that Jacob knows that Christ is our spirit, soul, and body's life.
但是他在这一卷书里面，他特别讲到基督要成为我们的魂生命。
But in this book, he specifically talks about how Christ shall become life, our soul's life.
所以在第一章第二十一节的里面。
So that's why in chapter 1, verse 21.
雅各在这里说呢，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们魂的话语。
It says, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls."
我们看见了雅各在这里讲到，神要借着他的话语来拯救我们的魂生命。
Through Jacob, we see that the Lord wants to use His words to save our souls.
要叫我们的魂，就是我们的心思、情感和意念呢，不再是我们救人的那个样式。
It's to transform of our minds, wills, and emotions to become not like the old man.
而是有耶稣基督的心思意念和情感。
But rather transform it into Christ's mind, will, and emotions.
好，这是我感觉呢，在这里雅各讲到的，我们要得生命的冠冕的一种的具体的说明。
I think this is a real example, a practical example of what James is talking about concerning the crown of life.
在我们往下要开始交通之前呢，我想我要岔出去讲一点雅各。
But before we continue, let me talk a little bit more about James.
一般读圣经的人都知道，雅各书呢，就是在耶路撒冷做长老，他 他在肉身中是主耶稣的弟弟的那一个雅各。
People who study the Bible know that James was serving as an elder in Jerusalem, and he was the brother of Jesus.
我们看见了，他在肉身中跟主耶稣是非常熟悉的。
In the flesh, he knew our Lord very well.
因为从小他们是兄弟，在一个家庭里面长大。
Because when they were growing up, they were brothers.
那么当主耶稣进入公开的侍奉，受浸了以后啊，主耶稣有公开的侍奉的时候。
But when our Lord began his public ministry,
雅各呢也处处的观察他的肉身的哥哥耶稣的一切的一举一动。
James was carefully observing his brother in the flesh, all that he did and said.
但是我们看读到雅各书，他怎样介绍他自己的时候。
But when James introduces himself in this book,
他不像犹大书啊，犹大呢也是耶稣的一个小弟弟。
He doesn't introduce it like the book of Jude does.
我们知道犹大书呢，犹大他介绍他自己，他是耶稣基督的兄弟犹大。
In the book of Jude, it says that he's the brother of our Lord Jesus.
但是雅各书呢，他介绍他自己，他说我是做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各。
But James says he is a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在英文里面，刚刚我们弟兄用 servant 呢，这个字还不够强烈。
In the English translation says servant, but that's not strong.
他用的字眼，他说我是做神和主耶稣基督的奴仆，做他奴隶的雅各。
In the original, it says he's literally the slave or the bond servant of our Lord Jesus.
如果我们去读读新约圣经啊，你就发现这对雅各来讲是一个很大很大的改变。
If we read the New Testament, we will understand this is a huge change for James.
因为他在肉身中啊，跟主耶稣熟悉了以后，他是他的弟弟，所以他对他的哥哥啊，看得很平常。
We know James was brother to Jesus in the flesh, and so he probably knew Jesus in his everyday life.
当然，当主耶稣呢受浸进入公开的侍奉。
Of course, when our Lord Jesus baptized and entered his public ministry,
他也看见主医病、主赶鬼、主行神迹。
He saw our Lord heal diseases, cast out demons.
他起先呢，可能也很这个很尊重他的哥哥。
Maybe in the beginning he respected his brother.
但是慢慢发现呢，主耶稣的一举一动啊，主耶稣的心思意念，好像跟他这个一般理性的思考呢是有违背的。
But then he realized that our Lord Jesus' actions and his mindset was different from what he had envisioned.
在约翰福音第七章第三节到第五节那里，我们就看见雅各对耶稣有一个建议。
In John chapter 7, verses 3 to 9, we see that James has a suggestion for his brother.
在那里讲到有一个犹太人的节期，我们知道就是祝棚节要到了。
And we know that during that time, the Jews' feast of the tabernacles was at hand.
那么耶稣的弟兄就对他说，你离开这里上犹太去吧。
His brethren therefore said to him, Depart hence and go into Judea.
叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。
So that the disciples also may see the works that thou doest.
人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。
For there's no man that doeth anything in secret.
你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。
And he himself seeketh to be known openly.
因为雅各觉得呢，主耶稣啊，当众人都拥护他的时候，他常常的就退后。
Because James realized our Lord Jesus constantly withdrew himself when there are multitudes.
照人看呢，这是大好的机会，开特别聚会的时候呢，他反而主耶稣就散会了。
From a man's viewpoint, it's perfect time to have a big meeting, but our Lord Jesus quickly dispelled
the crowd. 他觉得主耶稣啊不会做工。
He felt the Lord Jesus couldn't work.
他在很多的意见上面跟主呢发生了冲突。
He had many conflicts with our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是在肉身中不认识基督的雅各他的一个。表现。
And we know this is Jacob when he had not yet believed on our Lord.
后面呢，约翰记载啊，他说他的弟兄们说这些话呢，是因为他们自己也不相信他。
It says there in John, for neither did his brothers believe on him.
因为雅各和他的弟弟们呢，对事情的看法、意见还有判断呢，跟主耶稣完全不一样。
Because the perspective and the viewpoints of Jesus' brothers were completely different from him.
以至于他们不相信主耶稣是神的儿子。
And thus they didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God.
他也没什么了不起，就是会医病会赶鬼而已。
He's not so special. He could just cure diseases, perform miracles.
到了他写雅各书的时候
，But by the time James wrote the book of James,
他隐藏他和主之间那个人之间可以拉的最亲密的关系。
He hid that special relationship he had with the Lord.
他说呢，我是做神和主耶稣基督的奴仆的。
And instead, he described himself as slave to God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们相信，在雅各的里面呢，有一个极大的觉醒，有一个极大的改变。
We truly feel that James had a sudden revelation, a change of heart.
弟兄姊妹，这对基督徒来讲，都是一个很每一个基督徒来都是一件重要的事情。
For every Christian, this is something very important.
我们知道旧约里面有一个受苦的人叫做约伯。
We know in the Old Testament there was someone who suffered, and his name was Job.
约伯呢，他没有受苦之前，他就敬畏神。
We know Job before he suffered, he was faithfully serving our Lord.
行事正直。
He was righteous.
但是他受过苦以后，他说了一句话。
But after he suffered, he said this one thing.
他说：“我从前是风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见你。”
And he said, Job said, "Once upon a time, I heard so much about it. Now I've seen your power face to face."
弟兄姊妹，这是一个改变。这是一个极大的觉醒，这是一个启示。
Brothers and sisters, this is truly a change of heart. This is a revelation from the Lord.
对于基督徒来讲，我们要得生命的冠冕，我们第一件事必须从启示里面来认识基督。
Thus, the first aspect of learning about the crown of life is to have a revelation from our Lord.
在启示里面，我们称他做主，和我们从悟性上面，我们赞成他是我的主，是不太一样的。
For us to through his revelation admit him as Lord versus admitting him as Lord through the flesh, that's two different things.
从圣灵的开启里面，我们尊重他，听他，以他为是，跟我们在外面赞成他是不太一样的。
For us to respect him, to adore him through the Spirit is different from simply acknowledging him through the flesh.
我们要问这个原来呢，也挖苦主耶稣，也不信他的这个弟弟雅各。怎么会变成主耶稣的奴仆呢？
We must ask, why did the unbelieving and unlistening James, why did he become a slave of our Lord Jesus?
我们相信在他身上主有特别的托付，主也给他特别的经历。
We truly believe our Lord has given him a special burden, a special revelation.
在哥林多前书第十五章，
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
保罗讲到他自己啊，
Paul describes himself.
他遇见过复活的基督。
That he met the resurrected Lord.
在那一段圣经里面呢，他也记载了那些见到复活基督的人。
And he also recorded there people who had met our Lord when he had resurrected.
在第十五章第五节到第八节。
From verses 5 through 8, it says.
主耶稣啊，照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
It says, our Lord was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
并且显现给基法看。
And that he was seen of Cephas.
然后显给十二个使徒看。
Then of the 12.
后来一时显给五百多弟兄看。
After that, he was seen about 500 brethren at once.
其中有一大半到如今还在。
Of whom the greater part remain unto this present.
这么多人同时看见复活的基督啊，许多读圣经人讲，那是指着在橄榄山。他们看着主被接升天。
So many people at the same time saw our Lord Jesus. Many scholars say this was when our Lord ascended from the Mount of Olives.
在这之后，主再显现了，那就是得荣耀的基督。换句话说呢，圣灵已经降下来以后，主再向他们显现。
The next time they saw the Lord was after the Holy Spirit was given to them, and when our Lord was in His glorious splendor.
所以第七节他说，以后就显给雅各看。
And in verse 7 it says, and then after that he was seen of James.
再显给众使徒看。
Then of all the apostles.
末了显给保罗，他说他自己。
And last of all he was seen of me also.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道保罗的改变呢，是一个非常戏剧化，而且呢，非常彻底的一个改变。
We know that Paul's transformation was not casual, it was permanent.
因为保罗是一个很用思想的人。
Because Paul was an intellectual.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们像喜欢用思想的人传福音是特别难的。
We know that preaching to an intellectual is especially hard.
但是神呢，不仅有思想，神还是灵呢，超越思想的。
But we know that our Lord's Spirit surpasses that of intellect.
在保罗的心里面，他认定了耶稣是怎样的一种情形，他没有办法改变的。虽然有许多客观的证据，他都把它否认掉了。
We know that Paul refused to acknowledge Jesus as Lord at first, and he had his mindset on what he believed the Lord was.
但是当在大马色的门口，当中午太阳最烈的时候，有一个比太阳还大的光，四围的照在保罗的身上，他倒下来。
But we know on the road to Damascus when it was noon, a light brighter than the sun shone on Paul, and he fell to the ground.
从那个复活荣耀基督的显现。保罗在重新思考他以前的观念，他彻底的改变。
And our resurrected Lord appeared to Paul, and afterwards he had to reconsider his life.
弟兄姊妹，我们读教会的历史，我们看见有许多被主得着的人，都是有大思想的人。
We know that many people through reading church history, that many people.
但是主不是用思想来征服这些人。或者折服这些人。
Many people are intelligent, but God did not use their choose them for their intelligence.
主乃是用他复活的荣光。
But our God rescued them through His Spirit.
我们读
through His glorious life.
读《使徒行传》第九章就知道那一次的显现呢。保罗一看见，他整个人就扑倒在地上，
we know
像死人一样。
We know that in Acts after Paul had seen our Lord, he fell to the ground as a dead person.
他所有人的骄傲、所有人的理由、所有人的逻辑、意志，通通都没有。
All his pride, all his logical thinking.
他知道这一位显现，虽然他不认识，但是他是宇宙的主宰。
Even though he did not understand, he realized that this was
the God of the universe. 法利赛人，他用词是非常准确的。
And we know Paul, who was a Pharisee, used words very
specifically. 他称他做主。
He called him Lord.
那个主就是旧约圣经里面称呼全能的神的那个主。
And this phrase Lord was referred in the Old Testament as the Almighty God.
我不认识你，你是那位全能的主宰，但是我不认识你。
He acknowledged him as Lord, but then he said, "Who are you?"
主耶稣回答说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Jesus replied, "I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom you're persecuting."
这是他不能想象的，这个拿撒勒人软弱的，被我们钉死在十字架上，居然是宇宙的主宰，怎么可能呢？
He thought, "How could this be? Jesus of Nazareth was a man who was crucified by us. How could this be?"
这个是保罗里面的改变。
This was Paul's transformation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我相信这也是在雅各里面的。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is also the change that occurred in James.
这是神盼望在每一个属他的儿女们里面的改变。
And this is the change that God wants in each and every one of us.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你是不是像我一样
？I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you're like me.
我有时常常觉得我口是心非呀。
I often think that many times what I
我祷告的时候说主啊，你是我的主，你是我的主人，我一切都听你的。
I often say, Lord, Lord, I'm your servant. I want to listen to you.
结果站起来，我还是做我照我的意思做事情。
But when I stand up,
是不是呢？
I always do what I want to do.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，主为什么主不惩罚我们呢？
Brothers, why doesn't Lord punish us?
因为主爱我们。
Because our Lord loves us.
要我们这个人改变不容易啊。
He knows that for us to change it is hard.
啊，他必须要用他的爱来融化我们。
And he is trying to use his love to melt us.
他用他的荣光来吸引我们。
And he's trying to draw us in with his glorious light.
所以有一个认识主很深的主的仆人，他讲。
And that's why a Christian who knew our Lord very well said.
他说，在这末后世代，神最大的能力就是他在十字架上舍命的爱。
He said, in the last days, the greatest thing that can influence us is. God's love demonstrated by His death.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样子被主带到十字架的面前？
Brothers and sisters, have you been led to the cross through love?
我们尝到这个，我们就服下来说：“你是我的主，你是我的神。”
When we experience this love, we cannot but bow before our Lord.
这个是雅各身上开始生命的一个转捩点。
And this was what was changing James' heart.
他称耶稣做他的主人。
And he acknowledged our Lord Jesus as Lord.
他在主耶稣面前自居做奴仆的地位，不再做弟兄，不再做肉身的兄弟了。
And he no longer acknowledged himself as a brother, but acknowledged himself as a bondservant.
这告诉我们说，他再不用外貌来认基督了。
It showed that he did not relate Jesus to his outward.
弟兄姊妹，我们很容易用外貌来认基督。
We often would acknowledge Jesus through his outward appearance.
我们看见比雅各以前呢，觉得这个耶路撒冷有祝棚节， 大家都去那里显扬自己，但是主耶稣不肯，所以他就觉得他不是基督。
We often judge people by our appearances. James saw Jesus not revealing himself during the Feast of Tabernacles, and he thought, "Oh, Jesus probably is special."
因为雅各看环境。
Because James only looked at the circumstances.
雅各有人的理由。
James had the thinking of man.
他有人的 reason.
He had the reasoning of man.
他有人的利益。
He had the
interest.
Interest of man.
他有人的眼光。
He had the viewpoint of man.
弟兄姊妹们，现在他不再用这些来判断基督。
But James no longer used these criteria to judge our Lord.
等一下，我要和弟兄姊妹讲，这些跟我们忍受试探有很大的关系。
Later, I want to share, brothers and sisters, these are related to how we can resist temptations.
雅各有了这样的改变呢，他就告诉我们，我们要得生命的冠冕，要接受生命的挑战。
And so that's why James, when he tells us that in order to receive the crown of life, we must undergo trials and temptations.
这个挑战 the challenge of life.
It is called the challenge of life.
在这一章圣经里面，这个挑战呢，就是我们的信心要经过考验。
And this challenge is described in this chapter is that people's faiths are tried.
雅各呢，因着他伏在主的面前，他这样的相信主。
Because James humbled himself before the Lord and trusted him.
弟兄姊妹们，在他的身上有一个信心的实际和表现。
In his life, there was a reality of faith.
什么是信心的实际和表现呢？
What is the reality and demonstration of faith?
我在这里，我专一的讲一点啊，就是我们对神和神话语的尊重，那个是信心的实际。
One aspect that reveals that is our respect of the Lord's word.
而不是我心中盼望神为我成全的那个事情。
It's not that we envision that God will do something for us.
弟兄姊妹，这个有一点点区别的。
There's a difference there.
我举一个例子，比如说，如果我现在失业了。
Let me clarify. For example, if I lost my job,
我就盼望快快的找到一份工作。
I constantly hope that I'll
get a job. 我就到教会里面来参加祷告聚会。
So I go to prayer meetings.
请弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
而且别人问我的时候，我都说呢，我相信了，主一定赐给我一个工作，我有信心。
And when brothers ask me, I tell them, I trust that the Lord will give me a job.
结果很多人就在这个点上就跌倒了。
But many brothers and sisters,
拖了一个月没有消息。
And when after a month nothing happens.
有人说呢，我发了100封，甚至500封的这个求职信呢，都没有消息。
Some people say I sent out 100 or 500 resumes. And then their faith starts decreasing.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常把我们的信心，我们认为一个人有信心，就是他求的那件事越大，他的信心就越大。
Some people think that if we ask for something enormous, something hard, then that requires faith.
在这里讲到的信心，乃是单一的讲到以神做对象。
This faith here is talking about faith in God.
单一的讲到以神的话语做根据。
And it's faith in God's word, not in things.
以神做目的。
And having God as your purpose,
your goal. 以神的话语成全为我们的要求。
And to ask for the fulfillment of God's word.
这个是信心的实际和表现。
That is the reality and demonstration of faith.
这就是亚伯拉罕所以有信心的缘故。
And that is why we call Abraham a man of faith.
我们知道亚伯拉罕生长住在一个拜偶像的环境里面。
We know Abraham lived in a place with idols.
他住在加勒底的乌尔。
He lived in Ur of Chaldea.
有人讲呢，亚伯拉罕的爸爸就是做偶像、卖偶像的人。
Some people even say Abraham's father sold idols. 你能
想象吗？有时候我们到远东去，回台湾，真的有卖偶像的店，那里面真是黑麻麻的。
If you go back to Taiwan, you might see some idol stores. It's pretty dark in there.
结果在那里面呢，有一个人忽然对宇宙万有的真神有了信心。
But then suddenly, in the midst of that environment, someone actually had faith in our Lord.
新约圣经的注解告诉我们说，因为天上荣耀的神向他显现。
In New Testament, it describes that the glorious Lord of heaven revealed himself.
并且向他说话。
And spoke to him.
告诉他说你要起来。
And told him,
get up. 离开你的本地本族。
Leave your land and family.
和你的父家往我所要指示你的地方去。
And your father's home and come.To the land I'm preparing for you.
亚伯拉罕的信心就是对着这位向他显现的神，他产生了一个回应。
And Abraham responded to God through faith.
他就遵行神的话语。
And he obeyed God's word.
这个是我们看见信心的实际和表现。
This is the reality and demonstration of faith.
其实亚当和夏娃 他们在伊甸园里面，他们应不应该有信心呢？
To tell the truth, Adam and Eve, when they're in the Garden of Eden, did they need faith?
他们应该有信心。
They needed faith.
但是他们信心一经过考验就失败了。
But we see that when they underwent trials, their faith was lost.
亚当和夏娃受造之后被摆在伊甸园里面，他们天天可以见神的面。
We know that Adam and Eve were created and placed in the Garden of Eden, and they could talk to the Lord daily.
因为那个时候神和人中间没有罪的阻隔。
Because between God and man, there's not yet the dividing factor.
他们要见主的面呢，是很方便的。
It was very easy for them to approach God.
他们呢与主交通也是很容易的。
It was easy for them to fellowship with God.
像今天你我，如果没有主耶稣的血洗净我们，带我们进至圣所。
Just like if today we do not have the Lord Jesus' precious blood to cleanse us.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们想要亲近主，我们的情绪、环境、仇敌的控告在我们里面，叫我们何等的痛苦。
If we want to approach the Lord, our own flesh, circumstances, environments can cause us to not be able to approach the Lord.
是不是呢？
Is that not the case?
我们感谢主，因为主的话在我们里面，所以我们呢不管这些事情，我们抓住主的话的应许。靠着主的血，我们就进到主面前。
We thank the Lord because of His word. We don't have to care about circumstances, and through the promise of His word and His blood, we can approach Him today.
亚当和夏娃呢？他们在伊甸园里面可以见神的面，与神交通。
Adam and Eve, they could approach God easily. Day by day.
神只给他们一句话去守一守。
And they only had one rule they had to follow.
神告诉他们说，园当中所有树上结果子的树的果子，你们都可以吃。
He said, "You can eat all the fruits in the trees."
但是园当中那一棵知识善恶树的果子，你们不要吃。
But he said, "Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil."
因为你们吃的日子必定死。
Because in the day you eat of it, you will die.
神在这个点上面要考验他们的信心。
And the Lord was trying to test their faith through this.
我们常常想呢，神何必这样子做人做事情呢？
We often think, why did God have to do this?
他如果不把那棵树放在那里的人就不会犯罪，那就不会有这么多苦难了，对不对？
If the tree wasn't there, then man wouldn't sin, and we wouldn't have all these things.
神为什么要这样做呢？
Why did God put that there?
因为他要人去吃生命树的果子，要得生命的冠冕。
Because he wanted us to eat of the tree of life.
所以他给人一句话去守一守。
And so he gave us one rule to follow.
弟兄姊妹，这就是信心的试验。
And this, brothers and sisters, is the testing of our faith.
信心的试验还不在乎外面环境多难，我们这个人多软弱。
The testing of faith doesn't depend on the environment or how weak we are.
信心，我们讲到它的实际，乃是我们对神和他的话语的相信和尊重。
A true faith, a real faith, is how we depend on and rely on God's word.
所以呢，什么组成对信心的试验呢？
So what constitutes the testing of our faith?
当我们有了主的话语，
it's when we have our Lord's word.
然后环境临到我们，
an environment comes.
告诉我们说呢，你可以不相信主的话，你相信我的话。
In which we are offered. Someone says to us, "Don't believe on the Lord's words."
你不要用主的方法，用自己的方法。
Don't use the Lord's way. Use your own ways.
那就成为我们信心的一个考验。
In that case, that is the circumstance when our faith is tested.
弟兄姊妹，雅各告诉我们说，我们的信心必须要经过试验，才能得着生命的冠冕。
James says that we must undergo trials in order to receive the crown of life.
这个过程呢，他说我们需要忍耐。
He says that in this process we must have patience.
他说你们信心经过试验呢，就生忍耐。
He says that the trial of your faith worketh patience.
但有一点点忍耐还不够。
And he says, having little faith is not enough. Patience is not enough.
我们还需要忍耐要成功。
But it says we have to have patience and have its perfect work.
好，他这个忍耐，他用的有的地方翻译是用这个 endurance。
And sometimes patience, it says, patience, it translates it as patience must go through endurance.
有一位年长的弟兄讲了，这个英文的讲到这个 patience 啊，跟 endurance 可能有一点点不同。
And our brother once said that patience and endurance in English, it's two different things.
他说这个我们对人的那个忍耐啊是 patient。
He said that toward people we are patient.
一个人生病了就叫做 patient。
And 是不是 a person who's sick is also called patient.
对人的，
he's a
我们里面有软弱了，因为对这个人我忍受不下去了，我就变 patient 了。
And if we're weak, if we have something against the brother, we might become a patient.
但是对环境呢，讨我厌的环境呢，我们能够忍受，那个是 endurance。
But to be able to endure a hostile environment, that's endurance.
啊，所以雅各讲，我们在忍耐的时候，我们也要成功。
And so James says that we will succeed when we have endurance.
有的时候我们守了，本来神说呢，守七天呢，我们守了六天半呢，也不算守住了。
Sometimes our Lord tells us to watch 7 days, and after the sixth day, we give up.
啊，他雅各说，成功了使我们呢能够成全完备，在第四节。
And he says that if we let patience have our perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
而且呢，毫无缺陷。
And so we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
这是一个很好的描写，就是得生命的冠冕。他实际的状况。
This is a good description of the real environment that will happen.
就是我们这个人呢，成为在神里面富足的人。
So that we could become full of His riches in Him.
没有缺欠。
Wanting nothing, lacking nothing.
没有什么缺少。
We are lacking nothing.
主把他摆在任何环境呢，他是安然自在，很满足的。
This person, then, whatever environment he's placed into, he will be lacking nothing.
我相信我们都有这个人生的经验。
I'm sure we all experience this.
如果我们环境都顺自己意的时候，我们就很安然。
When the environment is according to what we want, we're very happy.
不顺我们意的时候，我们就很受压，很受搅扰。
And when it is hostile, we are very troubled.
但是当一个人呢，得着生命的冠冕的时候，他就不再受压，不再受搅扰。
But when one receives the crown of life, he'll not be troubled by hostile circumstances.
他非常的满足。
Instead, he's very satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，在教会里面，若是越多有这样的人呢，那聚会里面主的同在，主的祝福就越丰富。
And if there are more of these people who are satisfied before our Lord, our gatherings will become more and more rich.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样的经验
？Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have experienced this.
我在教会生活中啊。有机会有时候接待一些弟兄姊妹住我家。
In my church life, I've often had the opportunity to have brothers and sisters stay over at my house.
特别有时候接待一些老弟兄老姊妹。
And sometimes, been able to receive elderly brothers and sisters.
你知道我自己也是学习服侍主的人。
You know, I'm also one who's learning to
serve the Lord. 所以我的生活时间是很零碎的。
So I don't exactly have much time.
有的时候有一段日子我忙的时候，吃个饭呢。都要接好几次电话
sometimes,
回来的菜都凉掉了
Sometimes I'm so busy Even when I'm eating dinner I might receive few phone calls
所以有时候压力很大
So I have much pressure in my life
再加上环境很多事情呢都跟自己的祷告意愿都刚好违背了所以苦得不得了
And there are so many conditions in my life Which are against what I'm praying for So I'm very troubled
但很奇妙有的时候就在这种为难环境里面忽然有弟兄来住在我家
But it's surprising, even in these harsh circumstances, sometimes a brother comes to stay at my house.
他也来没做什么事，我还要招呼他。
And he comes over and stays, and he doesn't do anything.
但是那几天呢，我睡得特别安稳。
But whenever
吃饭最有胃口，而且心情特别好。
But
我说这是主的同在嘛。
But when I serve him, when I feed him, I could sleep well, I could eat well, and I thought, hey, this is the Lord's presence.
因为主借着那被接待的弟兄。把他丰盛的生命带来。
Because the Lord through the brother which I had been serving richly brought his life.
弟兄姊妹，你也可以成为这样祝福别人。
Brothers and sisters, you can be a blessing to others in this way.
弟兄姊妹，这是主要我们得着的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what our Lord wants.
所以雅各一开头的时候告诉我们说，我们信心要接受挑战，要接受考验。
And that's why our brother James says that we should undergo trials and temptations.
好，我要快快的讲。
I must hurry
在这一章圣经里面呢，这个同一个原文的字哈。
In this chapter, the same original word.
在第二节里面被翻成试验。
In verse 2, it's translated temptations.
不是这个 trial.
Okay, trials.
或者在的第到了第十二节里面，它被翻成试验、试探。
But in verse 12 is translated temptation.
这告诉我们说，同一件事情呢，在我们的身上啊，如果我们的态度、我们的看法啊，我们站的地位不同，它就成为不同的情况。
So we can see that in different circumstances, this can mean different things.
所以在第十二节，雅各说，你要忍受试探。
It says, blessed in verse 12, blessed man that endured temptation.
但是第三节里面他说哈，你的信心要经过试验。
But in verse 3, it says that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是一个积极的神，是一位积极的神。
Our brothers and sisters, our God is a God who's very
positive.
Positive. Positive.
我们常常人生会碰到一些呢消极的事情。
Many times we encounter many negative things.
不好的事情。
Things that are bad.
就像我刚才讲到的，有的人读圣经就读到神为什么要把那个分别善恶树的果子放在园的当中呢？
And some people read the Bible and see, why did God put the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
是不是神有意的要人在那里受试探，被去犯罪呢？
Did God want us to go there and sin?
弟兄姊妹，神从来没有这种意念。
Brothers and sisters, God never has that purpose.
但是神把我们摆在那个环境里面，他是要试验我们。
God places us in environments to test us.
我们的神，他试验我们的时候，他是带着一个积极的目的和祝福的意念。
He tests us in order to bless us when we overcome.
所以雅各告诉我们说呢，神是众光之父。
And that's why James says that our God is the Father of light.
所有美善完备的恩赐都是从上头，从神那里来的。
And that every good and perfect gift comes from above.
并且在神里面呢，没有改变，也没有转动的影。
And it's from our Father in whom there's no shadow of turning.
但是当我们人一碰到环境不满我们意的时候，
But whenever we experience circumstances which aren't according to our will,
我们很容易犯一个错误，就是认为呢，神惩罚我，或者神叫我受苦。
We often make a mistake of saying, "Oh, God is punishing me, or God is causing me to suffer."
弟兄姊妹，这就是眼光的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is the problem with our viewpoint.
这也就是雅各在肉身中啊，他看不起他的哥哥耶稣的那个原因。
And this is the reason why James in the flesh was not able to look highly of his brother.
所以主需要在他的里面呢做一个调整，使他的观念改变。
And that's why our Lord Jesus had to adjust James' heart.
弟兄姊妹们，人很容易受欺骗和引诱。
Brothers and sisters, men are so easily deceived.
以至于呢，我们跟随环境和自己肉身的感觉呢，我们做了错误的判断和犯错。
Many times we follow the circumstances of our own flesh, and that's when we make mistakes.
但是撒旦呢，他却是试探人的神，那恶者。
But Satan actually is the one who is tempting us.
我们的撒旦呢，他的名字就是说谎者的意思。
We know that Satan is the father of lies.
主耶稣曾经讲，撒旦呢，乃是说谎之人的父。
And we know that Satan is the father of lies.
在他里面充满了黑暗，充满了虚谎。
And in him is full of darkness.And deceit.
而且在他的里面呢，他充满了他的自己，
and he's full of himself.
和自己骄傲的私欲，
and full of thoughts of himself.
弟兄姊妹，他要把这些东西种在你我的里面，
and he wants to plant these things in us.
弟兄姊妹，这些东西进来啊，就叫我们人生落进试探的里面。
And when these things are in us, that's when we fall into temptation.
叫我们呢，我们的私欲被挑动。
Causes our flesh to be stirred up.
私欲被挑动了，怀胎就生出罪来。
And our flesh, when it gives birth, it gives birth to sin.
罪呢，产生各种属灵的死亡和污秽。
And sin causes all forms of spiritual death and destruction.
好，弟兄姊妹们，所以今天对我们来讲哈，我们先在这些事情上面，我们有一个分辨。
So brothers and sisters, we must distinguish these things.
我们知道主在我们灵，在我们灵里面试验我们。
We know that our Lord tries us in the spirit.
但是撒旦呢，却借着我们的肉体来引诱我们，试探我们。
But Satan uses our flesh to tempt us.
那么雅各讲到，我们基督徒啊，会落在百般的试炼中。
And we know that James says that we will undergo many trials.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要觉得哈。这个试炼呢，这就是一些的特殊的环境或者是一些的苦难而已。
Now trials may not be extraordinary circumstances.
或者有的时候我们在一种特殊的情况里面，我们才遭遇到的。
And it's not we don't experience it only during significant circumstances.
有的时候我们基督徒啊，在听福音的时候，我们一蒙恩得救啊，这个试炼就临到我们。
But actually, just when we get saved, as soon as we believe in the Lord, trials can come.
每次当一个环境临到我们呢，我们要做决定的时候，我们就是一个 考验的时候。
Oftentimes, when we have to make decisions about certain things, that's when trials come.
有的时候我们要做一个选择。
Sometimes we have to decide.
有的时候我们要做一个反应。
Sometimes we have to give a reaction.
弟兄姊妹，我稍微做简单的讲一点例子啊。
Let me give a brief example.
我有一次到一个地方服侍。
One time I went to serve somewhere.
碰见一对年轻的夫妇。
I met a young couple.
他们刚刚得救不久。
They were saved not very long.
但是他们非常的喜乐。
But they're very joyful.
祷告呢也非常的这个活泼。
Their prayers were very lively.
用基督徒的话来讲，他们是满了生命的两个人。
To say they are full of Christ's life in.
我就很稀奇，聚完会就问他们，你们好像信主很久了。
I was very amazed. So I.
我问很多。
So I asked them afterwards, "Have you been saved for a while?"
这个丈夫说 ，No, 我大概信主一年。
And the husband said, "No, I've only been saved for a year."
我的妻子信主三个月。
And he said, "My wife has believed only for 3 months."
怎么你们会这么火热，好像主跟你们那么亲密呢？
How come you're so zealous? How come you seem so close to God?
他们就做，他讲说发生的事情。
Then he told me what had happened.
原来这个先生先从国内出来读书。
So this husband had first came from China to study here.
那个时候呢，妻子还不能马上来。
And during that time, his wife couldn't come immediately.
一年以后，他就申请他的妻子过来。
And a year later, he applied for his wife to come.
他们两个是大学同学。
They are college classmates.
所以他的妻子来以后，他也考了托福，也考了 GRE.
And so when his wife came, they took the TOEFL and the GRE.
这个先生的指导教授有一个研究生的空缺，他就跟他教授讲，我推荐我太太来跟你做学生。
And so the husband told his professor who needed an assistant.I recommend my wife to be a PhD assistant.
这个教授看了他太太的成绩学历啊，就很高兴，愿意接受。
And when the professor saw his wife's resume, he was very willing to accept her.
就当这个时候啊，他认识的一个另外一个同学，一个女孩子。
But at the same time, he met another classmate of his who was also a woman.
他也想申请这个研究生的。
But this classmate also wanted to apply for this PhD program.
这个朋友呢，他在听福音，还没有信主。
And this person was listening to the gospel, and she wasn't saved yet.
而且他非常需要这一份奖学金，他才维持下去。
And she needed this scholarship to be able to continue in America.
所以这个姊妹啊，那时候刚刚信主两个月啊，她本来很高兴的，马上就可以上学了。
And so this sister who had been saved for around 2 months, she was very joyful that she could go to.
但是一知道这个消息，她就很难过，每天到主面前去祷告。
But when she heard that someone else wished for the job as well, she had to pray before.
这时候她里面就开始翻腾了。
And in her heart, she began to go.
一下说呢，不是我先申请的，而且我条件比他好。
Her heart was troubled because she said, "Oh, I have a better resume than her."
我应该理所当然。而且那个教授已经口头答应了。
And the professor had promised me that he'll give me that.
但是他在安静的时候，里面有一个声音说，他需要，他比你需要。
But in the stillness, she heard a voice that said to her, "You know that she needs it more than you do."
这就是雅各在这里讲的，我们里面心怀二意啊。
And this is what James talking about.
里面的感觉就像这个波浪一样，一浪一起伏不定。
When he describes a double-minded man who's like the waves of the sea,
他挣扎,
blown and tossed about.
他跟他的弟兄讲说，我快受不了了。
And she was struggling. She said to her husband, "I can't take it anymore."
那他们两个就去找教会的弟兄们交通。
And so they went and talked it over with their brothers and sisters.
那服侍弟兄很老练的，就不是说你该让给他，或者你自己拿。他不是这样说。
Now that brother was more experienced. He didn't directly tell him, "Oh, you should let her take this position."
那位年长弟兄就说：“姊妹，主怎么说呢？”
And he instead asked her, "What does the Lord say?"
你主有没有对你说话？
Has the Lord said anything to you?
那姊妹说：“主说话了。”
And the sister said, "The Lord has spoken to me."
她回去就安静下来了。
She went home and she became still.
第二天，她做了决定。
And the second,
她把她的申请撤回。
The second day, she asked and declined to take that position.
弟兄姊妹，这个对她来讲是一个试验。
Brothers and sisters, for her, this was a trial.
她撤回来，被圣灵膏油所膏。
And she declined this, and she was covered by the oil of the Holy Spirit.
她头上有一个小小的冠冕。
And now,
难怪她的祷告不一样。
And now she has a small crown on her head. That's why her prayers were different.
弟兄姊妹们，我们人生常常会碰到这些事情。
Brothers and sisters, we often see circumstances in our lives.
你要做一个决定。
You have to make a decision.
你知不知道主在我们里面？
Do you know if the Lord is in you?
像我大学的时候。
Like when I was in college.
我们同学六个人一个寝室。
We were six of us were together in the suite.
大家好得不得了，四年都住在一个寝室，从来不分散的。
We were very close together. For 4 years of college, we were always sticking together.
我们讲好，我们同进同退。
We told one another, "Oh, we'll enroll together."
我那是糊里糊涂，也不知道基督徒不应该跟别人同进同退。
I didn't know that Christians should.
我们大四那一年呢，我五个同学，他们，我看他们今天早上起来讲话，都围，不要让我听了。我说什么事情呢？
One morning I realized my five roommates weren't Christians. They're talking and they didn't want me to hear. So I said, "What's up?"
他们说这一次这件事情，我们让你不要同进同退了。
Except for this.
我说什么事情？他说我们决定了今天晚上去 nightclub。
And they said for this event we don't want you involved as well.
这对我来讲是一个很大的考验。
And they said, "Oh, we're going to nightclub
tonight." 他们都不把我当朋友了。但我一想，我不能去啊。
And they told me I couldn't go, and I thought, "Hey,
弟兄姊妹，这也是一个
挣扎。Are they my friends anymore?" And this is a trial from the Lord.
我现在碰见很多出去读大学的孩子，他们碰到这个问题。
I often meet college students who undergo this experience.
我们做父母亲的，你不是光教他，你不能这样，不能那样。
Parents, don't just tell your kids, "Don't do this, don't do that."
我们要告诉孩子，你要忍受试探。
We must tell children to endure trials.
我儿子前几年呢，他有一次。他是军校毕业的时候。
A few years back, my son had graduated from the military.
他们呢就被飞到这个西班牙的 Canary Island.
And they were transported to the Canary Islands.
然后他们要驾驶一条帆船呢，过大西洋回美国。
And they were going to be ferried back to the United States.
不是 ferry， 是一个 yacht。
Oh, they're going to sit on a yacht and come back to the United States.
所以我跟他开玩笑，我说你们这个 Happy Mary's 这个。Seaman 啊，这个 cross the Atlantic in summertime 很漂亮的。有一首歌剧叫做大这个什么夏天里过海洋，你听过这个
？And I was reminded of a song which said that there's Mary sailors crossing the sea in summer.
那么他后来告诉我，他说 ，Daddy 啊，那一次对我来讲是一个很大的试探。
And late, but later he told me, "Oh, Dad, it was I underwent many trials."
他们一下飞机，他们的长官就说：“你们现在可以休假，哈，24小时。
”And for when they went off the plane, the sergeant told them, "Oh, you can have a 24-hour vacation."
明天什么时候回到这个船上来报到？
And tomorrow at this time, please return to the yacht.
所有同学啊，你知道这个，他们刚刚毕业，很辛苦的，所以到那里就去玩喝酒啊。你知道，很多的活动。
And so all the students they just graduated, so they want to have fun, so they went out and they drank and they did all the other activities.
他们也跟儿子很好。Come on, Stephen, let's go.
And they told my son, "Hey, Stephen, let's go."
我的儿子挣扎到最后说我不去。
And Stephen struggled for a while. And afterwards, he said, "I'm not going."
他去报告长官，我留在船上面，我做 volunteer， 做 watch。
And he told the captain, "Hey, I will volunteer to stay on the boat."
他讲给我听的时候，我实在感谢主。
When he told me, I truly thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，百般的试探，百般的试炼。
Brothers and sisters, numerous trials, many trials.
有的时候我们碰到刺激。
Many times we undergo stimulus.
以前有一位传道人，吴勇长老。
There was an elder in the past.
他是一个很有能力的主的仆人。
He was a very faithful servant.
有一次他到北美来服侍。
One time came to North America to serve.
服侍完了，坐飞机回远东。
And he went on a plane to go back.
结果坐他旁边的是一个很有钱的商人。
And sitting next to him was a very rich merchant.
他就跟他传福音，跟他谈了。就这个商人听了很受感动。
So he preached the gospel to him, and the merchant seemed very interested.
下飞机前呢，这个商人拿出他的支票簿啊。签了一张支票，说这个送给你。
And after they got off the plane, the merchant gave him a check and said, "Here, this is for you."
这个对他的侍奉工作非常有用，很大一笔款子啊。
And if you look, when he saw a large amount.
他看了一下，在主面前祷告，他说：“谢谢你的好意。”
And he prayed for.
奉还给你。
And prayed for the Lord, and he said, "Thank you for your kind will, but I'm giving it back to you."
弟兄姊妹。 这个是一个考验。
Brothers and sisters, this was a great trial for him.
以利沙的仆人呢，这个乃曼呢，带了金和银和衣服要送给以利沙，以利沙说我不要。
We know that when Naaman the leper came before Elisha with many gifts of gold, silver, and clothes, Elisha said no.
所以乃曼说你不要这个可以，但我要一点你们这边的土，撒玛利亚土带回去，做个纪念。
And Naaman said, "All right, if you won't take this, let me at least take some dirt back from Samaria back to my homeland."
哈，他因为敬畏神了。结果呢，乃曼出下山了以后呢，基哈西也就是以利沙的仆人。
But after Naaman left, Gehazi, Elisha's servant,
哈，他想这个太亏了。你看我的主人呢，什么都不要。
And he said, "Oh, my master really didn't take advantage of the situation."
所以他现在我不告诉他，我自己下去跟他讲说呢，刚刚有几个先知的门徒很穷啊，来，你请你给我几套衣服，一点银子。
So I'll run after them. I'll tell them, "Hey, two prophets just came over to Elisha's house, so let me take something for them."
弟兄姊妹，在侍奉中常常有这些。
Brothers and sisters, this often happens in our services.
为什么主许可这些发生呢
？Why does our Lord allow this to happen?
在神的一面是试验我们。
On one hand, it's for our Lord to try us.
要叫我们生命更美好。
It's to cause us to have a great, better life.
但在撒旦那一面，他要用他的意见把我们拖下去。
But on the other hand, it is Satan trying to use his mind to draw us down.
叫我们败坏。
To cause us to become corrupt.
弟兄姊妹们，所以雅各告诉我们说，我们碰到环境来的时候。
And that's why James says when we undergo trials,
我们要求主让我们呢改变我们的看法和观念。
James asks us, tells us we should ask the Lord to cause us to see things differently.
所以他说，你们如果落在百般的试炼中啊，都要认为是大喜乐。
And that is why he says that we should count it blessed to undergo such trials.
因为我们每个人都有人正常的感觉的。
Because we all have our normal reactions.
我们损失啊，我们就是损失，不会觉得这是得着，对不对？
When we lose something, we feel as if we've lost something. It's not like
我们被别人欺负，吃亏就叫吃亏，没有人觉得我是得着了益处的。
And many times when we are tricked, we don't think, "Oh, we are blessed."
但是一个肯得生命冠冕的人，他的意念就不一样了。
But someone who has received the crown of life, he sees things differently.
哎呀，这个苦难别人都得不着，这个大好的机会给了我，感谢赞美主。
He will think,
你会不会这样的？
To be able to receive this suffering, it's such a blessing from the Lord. Oh, would you ever think like
这个是信心的表现。
This is a demonstration of faith.
我认识一对弟兄姊妹。
I know these brothers and sisters.
他们是做工的。
They are workers.
我们的弟兄呢是在一个工厂里面开推高机的。
And he's someone who is operating a pulley in a factory.
他们辛苦工作，好不容易买了个小房子，有一点储蓄。
He worked very hard and he was able to buy a house.
终于可以全家有一次出去度个假。
And finally, one day he was able to take a vacation with his family.
就当他们度假回来，还没开进 driveway 呢，就发现不对了，这个什么窗子破了，这个树也歪了。
And before they even drove in the driveway, when they came back, they realized something was wrong. The house windows were broken.
进去一打开门呢，家里一塌糊涂，被别人偷了，弄得一塌糊涂。
And they realized when they came back that their house had been vandalized when they
were gone. 要是我们呢说真倒霉啊！
If we were
主没有看顾我的家，你看我祷告了，主也不打发天使来保守我们。
If I was in that situation, I would think, "Oh, why didn't God protect me? We are so unlucky."
没有。
No, he didn't react like that.
弟兄是一个爱神的人。
Our brother loved the Lord.
他那天拉着他的。女儿拉着他妻子说：“让我们感谢主。”
And he held his wife and his daughters. He said, "Let's thank the Lord."
这么旧的东西啊，居然还有人比我更穷，他需要。
And he thought, "Oh, my house has such old furniture and stuff. It's we thank the Lord that someone poorer than us needed it."
哦，主，你把这些旧的拿去了，你会给我新的。
And he said, "What the Lord has taken away, He'll give us again."
后来有弟兄是做保险的，告诉他说：“你可以去报保险。”保险公司一看呢，全部给你换新的。
And so his brother told him, "Hey, you could get insurance on that." So he went and he reported it, and he got new things.
这个是观念的改变。
Brothers and sisters, this requires a change of your
worldview. 我们的神是化咒诅为祝福的神。
Our Lord is the Lord who turns curses into blessings.
我们的神，他的道路是在大水中，是在深海里。
Our Lord,
何等的有智慧！
His path is through deep waters. It is full of wisdom.
他借着这些人看起来不好的事情。把祝福带给爱他的人。
He causes things which seem like curses, and he transforms them into blessings.
这是雅各告诉我们得生命冠冕的路。
And James tells us this is the path of those who have the crown of life.
我们要求主怜悯我们。
We must ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
在人生中，我们对主有一个不同的眼光。
So that in our walk with Him, we might have a different viewpoint.
求主怜悯我们，让我们能够从神的爱中来看地上的环境和事物。
May we truly see through our Lord's love the things on this earth in a different way.
当我们这样子忍受试探的时候，
When we undergo and endure these trials then,
他说呢，我们就必得着生命的冠冕。
Then it says here that we shall receive the crown of life.
赐给应许给那些爱他的人。
And this is promised to them that love him.
但愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his word.
今天晚上我就交通到这么多。
And this is how much I will share tonight.
我们交通呢，这生命的挑战，第一个挑战乃是信心的试验。
And this is the first part of the challenge of life, which is the trials, temptations.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
My dear Lord, we thank you.
你为我们受尽了苦难和羞辱。
You have undergone all suffering and shame for us.
你在十字架上为我们成了咒诅。
On the cross, you became a curse.
你就除去了罪在人身上的咒诅。
And through that, you're able to remove sin from us.
亲爱的主啊，你把祝福带给我们。
Dear Lord, you have brought blessings to us.
主啊，今天你许可各样的环境试炼临到我们。
Today, you have caused different circumstances and trials to come upon us.
你为要叫我们得着生命的冠冕。
In order to cause us to receive a crown of life.
我们为此献上感谢和敬拜。
For that, we truly want to praise you and worship you.
我们求你用你自己的爱充满你的教会。
Please fill your church with your love.
充满你的儿女。
Fill your children with your love.
用你的真理的光照亮我们。
Shine on us with your light of truth.
我们在你的荣光中对环境、对自己、对世界有不同的看法。
So that through your glory we can see the world, see circumstances through a different eyes.
Perspective. 我们能够在主的手中接受主的祝福。
So that we can receive your blessings through your hands.
我们谢谢你今天晚上与我们同在。
We thank you for being with us tonight.
愿你祝福你的话语。
Please bless your word.
祝福你的儿女们。
Bless your children.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.